This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got all kinds of things to talk about here tonight, but for whatever reason, Corey Feldman has been fascinating us for the last hour of the program.
Yep, Cody.
We started because Cody's obsessed with Corey's new single. It's called Go For It. Go the number for it. It was performed on the Today Show this week. That blew up on social media, and there's an actual music video. We played some of it earlier in the show tonight, talking also about the, which led us to discuss Corey's Angels, who are obviously a part of his band, but apparently much more than that.
I think Corey needs to do a collab with Rebecca Black.
From the Friday song, yeah, which we also played on
the
show.
Wow, okay, so I've heard this before, it being compared to Friday as far as awful songs go, and I gotta disagree, okay?
She didn't dance in her video, and he's quite a dancer.
Like, become an angel and pick up some dance moves.
That song Friday was only bad, okay? Go For It.
Friday was excellent.
Go For It,
it
is
terrible.
Go For It's bad in a way, but it's still... I don't know how I like it. I just like it.
Well, okay, so now with his song, it presumably is something that he really created, whereas Rebecca Black was, you know, she was produced by this.
Yeah, she basically bought the song. No, I don't think she did.
I don't know if she did.
I think her parents paid a certain amount of money for her to go to a studio and buy a song that was already written and ready to go, and she just like sang for it. And the only reason why she got so big is because
it was so bad.
Horrible.
I gotta disagree. I think she's a true talent. And
I can sense the sarcasm from here. Nice try.
Did you hear the metal version? I mean, come on.
I have heard that, yes.
Did she actually sing a metal version?
No.
All right, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We can talk more about Corey's Angels here in a moment. In fact, Sarah, you've been looking for work. You probably, I don't know if you qualify, but would you consider joining Corey's Angels? Sarah in New Mexico?
I don't think so.
Are you vegetarian?
I just really want to talk about that.
Hey, Johnson had a question for you, but you can talk about whatever you want.
Of course you don't want to talk about that. All right, tell me about the police. Tell me about the police in Albuquerque or whatever you want to talk about.
I want to know about the traffic.
Yeah, no, she's going to surprise you tonight. She's got a different topic entirely. So go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, I mean, have you guys heard about the ionic salt lamp crystals? And the salt lamps are from the Himalayas.
I have one, yeah. The Himalayan salt crystal.
Good topic, yeah, right. You called about the right topic here. I didn't even realize Cody had one of these things. So
I possess one of those, yes.
So what is it?
It possesses
Sarah.
You.
Well, what it does is that, believe it or not, the lamp, the heat penetrating the salt crystals actually causes the oxygen molecule to pick up an extra electron. It's called what you call ionic. That's why they call it ionization of the oxygen molecule.
Yep.
So then what happens is that when we breathe in the air, we actually pick up more oxygen so that the air is very fresh. So in order to feel the difference, just one little thing in one room it's not going to cut it. The more, the better is the deal here. So you might want to get like three or four lamps in one room.
Oh, so three or four in one room.
Okay, so what's it supposed to do exactly? I mean, besides all the science, like what's the supposed or the alleged science? What's the supposed result?
Cleaning the energy of the room, maybe.
By adding a what was it to the molecule?
Ionization.
Yeah, well, it's called the ionic. You know, ionization.
Yeah, ionization.
Right. It picks up an extra electron. So it and an oxygen molecule. So what it does is that how it works for me is that I suffer from allergies really bad from New Mexico. And there's allergies going on right now, believe it or not, you know, October. So what happens is that it makes the pollen molecules and dust and smoke particles to collide together and clump together and fall to the ground. So I'm sure it has the
now, is it only this special kind of salt? What was it, a salt lamp of some sort?
Yeah, but I mean, it's amazing.
Is it any ionization?
It's the pink. I think it's the pink Himalayan salt, to be specific. Right?
Or is it any form of ionization? I mean, there's an air conditioner in this room that has an ion option on it, and it does make the air smell different or whatever.
Don't leave it on.
Why?
Okay, so let me explain how ionization actually works here. So the way ionization works is it charges, it gives a positive charge to oxygen ions in the air.
Okay.
It makes ozone, essentially, right, which is a single oxygen ion.
Which is why it smells different.
Right.
Yeah.
Slightly, yep. And it's basically oxygen wants to bind with things, right? You know, that's why you get H2O, it binds with hydrogen, but it'll also bind with dust. And so what that does is it, you know, just creates something new, and it does make it heavier than air, so it will fall. It's not that the dust is binding together. It's binding with the oxygen. Here's the problem. With ozone, if you leave it on, because I also have an ozone generator, what it will do is it actually can damage your electronics over time.
Really?
So, yeah, you don't want to ever really leave it on for a length of period of time. It also has, like, a weird effect.
Well, screw the electronics, though.
It has a weird effect on plastics.
What is the effect on the human being, though?
It's probably good for you.
Yeah, exactly. Because electronics are damaging you. I mean,
I don't know about that.
Ian. If you're holding a phone up to your head all the time,
face blanket.
If you're holding a phone up to your head for hours at a time, you don't think you're more prone to brain cancer? You got another thing coming, man.
I don't know if there's any evidence for that.
I can explain to you. This is not. This is just a lamp. Do you know what a candelabra light bulb is? And then you pile a bunch of salt crystals around it. This is not.
It doesn't sound near as effective as an air conditioner with the same feature. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it.
Renee's giving me aluminum so I can
aluminum
make
foil.
An aluminum foil hat.
Now, have you ever seen Better Call Saul?
Yes.
Have you ever seen Better Call Saul?
Yes.
You don't want to end up like that guy, do you?
Yeah, I hear the aluminum crackling on the air.
Yep.
He's actually going to engage in...
Oh, that's too small.
I'm going to make a hat out of it.
That's too small. That's like you can make one of those little ship hats.
He can make himself an aluminum...
Well, I've never done it before. I don't know how much aluminum I need.
You should get a...
You should make yourself a yarmulke. We'll call you Cody David.
So, what were we talking about? Yeah, Corey Feldman. So, the Corey's Angels was the story we were discussing at the end of hour number two. And for those of you who are watching the cam, I will put it on Cody here. You can see the cam over at cam.freetalklive.com. I don't think that's a very effective hat, Cody. I keep calling you Corey now.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It almost looks a little bit like, what's that, Cortez? You know, the
Fernando Cortez.
Cortez. He's got kind of that conquistador.
If we could get a flat earther to call in right now, this would be perfect.
One of them called your show last night.
Yes, they did.
So do we want to get into consciousness?
Well, we'll get into consciousness here in a moment. But we were actually in the middle of a story about the Corey's Angels. Like, what's the deal with these girls?
What's the deal with these angels?
They have signed an agreement with Corey, and they actually have a screenshot here of that agreement. They cannot drink alcohol. Which is interesting.
Are they models?
Strange.
Are they sex slaves? I don't know.
Well, that's one of the questions here. There's another article entitled "Is Corey Feldman Running an All-Girl Sex Cult?"
Whoa.
So anyway, they got upset. He was upset at some of the things people were saying about his new music video, the live performance on Today. Corey revealed
that's ignorant.
He was afraid to leave his.
He's picking up his habits. Such ignorance.
He revealed that he was even afraid to leave his home for fear of backlash over his performance.
Well, that's ridiculous. I had heard that, too, where he went into hiding, and you saw the picture of him in hiding with, like, two girls on each end. I'm like, yeah, you're really hiding, okay?
He says, quote, "We can't get out of bed right now. We're petrified to even go out, and I'm sorry, but we just wanted the world to know, like, we're really freaked out over this, and it's really not fair," unquotes. It's you know, surprising that he's been around in the celebrity world for so long and he can't handle the haters. It's like you had to have them in the 1980s, but I guess they couldn't just post comments on your videos back then as easily. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, if you want to listen to Free Talk Live online, you can easily do that. Of course, anytime over at freetalklive.com. But if you want to listen on your phone, you can do it via our app, which we have. You can download it at app.lrn.fm. And we also have the on-demand listen line that allows you to call a phone number, a long-distance phone number, and actually listen over your phone line. So whether you've got a dumb phone or a smartphone, this phone number is going to work for you. The number is 641-793-9660. One of the benefits of this listen line is it only costs you your minutes on your cell phone plan or your long-distance plan, which, of course, if you have unlimited long-distance, it costs you nothing. Whereas if you're listening via the app or some sort of live streaming app, it is going to cost you data. So if you want to save your data, this is a free way to do that for most of you. If you do have to pay for long-distance, you probably don't want to use this line. 641-793-9660. Not only can you listen to LRN.FM's live feed, you can listen to Free Talk Live on demand, as well as other great LRN.FM shows like Cody's show, Off the Air Live.
Yes.
You can listen to that on demand as well. So, once again, that number is 641-793-9660. We're talking about Corey Feldman, who some people are saying is trying to become the next Hugh Hefner, throwing parties at his Feld Mansion, as it has been called. He's got his Corey's Angels, which is kind of a bizarre... He describes it as a business. It's a company that he says in an interview with MovieWeb is designed to help beautiful women who are artistically unable to have a real potential for a real future. That sounds kind of insulting, doesn't it?
Yeah. Unable to have a real future?
He's negging them.
Wow. To hone in on their craft and to hone in on their art and become the best version of themselves they can be. He said that also said that he and his posse were grossly misrepresented on Celebrity Wife Swap due to an unflattering edit. Further, Corey said, quote, I don't see any press on the fact that me and the Angels volunteered at the Children's Hospital. I don't see any press on the fact that we spent 4 or 5 days during the Christmas holidays.
Volunteer at the Children's Hospital in lingerie, you know, is that?
I hope so.
That'd be awesome.
Visiting the kids in the Children's Hospitals, working with individual kids and all the sick kids. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but we're a company that prides ourselves on doing positive things for people. And to me, that's much more newsworthy than what I did wear that day, or was I looking like Michael Jackson?
I think the sick kids, you know, more than, you know, going to a baseball game or meeting with a football player, what do they really need?
Girls in lingerie.
Yes, all right. If you're going to die, you know, you should at least.
My make-a-wish is to be serviced by an angel.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you really asked a kid what they really probably wanted, I mean, let's be real here. You know, Corey's Angels, if that's a service they're providing, I am for that.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. So we've been talking about Corey Feldman for like more than an hour here on Free Talk Live. But now people are calling in about all kinds of less interesting people. The topics we have on hold here now, yeah. Obama, Clinton, and Trump. Seriously, those are the three.
Come on.
Hey, we tried, right? We tried to do something different. Let's go to Angie. She's on the line in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Angie.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey. What's on your mind, Angie?
Well, I have one question about the Corey, the parties that you're talking about that he's having. What exactly does he do at those parties? Does he do at those parties?
It's apparently an orgy.
Well, that's a different article that I haven't read yet, but Johnson, you were you shared with me. I've yet to post that on our Facebook and Twitter. Was it really an orgy?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, there's
an orgy. Well, it sounded like you had to pay.
Lots of drugs.
Drug use.
Well, I mean, it sounded like you had to pay money to get that, but okay. Yeah.
It sounds like a healthy orgy, though. There's no alcohol, and everybody's
got
yeah. There wasn't alcohol. There was only nitrous.
An alcohol-free vegan orgy.
No alcohol, just nitrous and MDMA.
Well, I'm still fine with that. Those are great drugs. I've had great times on both drugs.
How are they going to keep from getting busted, though? Isn't that illegal? I don't know.
I don't think having an orgy is illegal, but certainly, you know, distributing controlled substances is illegal.
Well, if you're charging somebody money, if somebody's paying, Like, if the men are paying for it, that would
well,
be
if you're paying to go to a party and there happens to be an orgy there, then no, that's not paying for sex. If you're paying,
I highly doubt
they're advertising, like, hey, we've got MDMA at this party. Well, no.
Right.
But I imagine,
like,
I imagine,
drugs, come arrest us.
I imagine a lot of Hollywood level parties will have cocaine and MDMA and methamphetamine or whatever you want. I'm sure there's a whole bonanza of drugs. And, you know, I bet they care less because of how rich they are. I bet if there was a party with those type of drugs in a very poor neighborhood, it would be a whole different story.
Right. It's highly unlikely the police are going to raid Corey Feldman's house. I mean, if you are a rich person, as he is still, it's, you know, he's not doing poorly at this, you know, at this point. Maybe he spent a lot of his money.
That was my second question. Well, why? I mean, is he needing the money for that? Does he need money?
Probably. He apparently wasn't paying the rent on his...
Mansion. Allegedly. I mean, we don't know what the truth is there. But, you know, does he need money? Well, I mean, he's charging people to go into these parties. He's charging men $250 to go into the party. But at the same time, you know, the mansion, if he was paying the rent, it's probably not cheap to rent a mansion. So you got a lot of costs to cover. You got to cover the cost of the security guards. He had security guards at the parties. I don't know if he's paying his angels or what the deal is there, but... you know, there's costs involved, and you don't want to just allow anybody to come into a party.
We don't know.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
How many angels are there, by the way?
There are at least four of them.
20 angels, 100 angels. I mean, how many angels?
And the pictures I was looking at, it looked like, way over four. I mean, it looked like there was 10, 20.
He's got at least four of them in the band with him that I could
see. Yeah, he's got a bassist, a guitarist, and someone doing the DJ thing.
But it seems unlikely the police are going to raid a party, you know, of a Hollywood star, because they know that, you know, even though he may be a little bit washed up, he still probably can afford an attorney. And the police want to pick on people who can't afford to defend themselves. They want to pick on people who don't have the ability to hire an attorney, who don't know their rights. Angie, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Hey, she never got to the Clinton topic. We can continue here with your calls and thoughts. We got David on the line. He's in New Mexico via Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, so it's illegal to pay $2,500 for sex, but it is legal to give half of your estate in a contract for sex where the government is the main pimp.
About marriage, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah. The marriage, the contract where the government is ordaining it, and the man is contracting for a lifetime of sex, and the woman is contracting for half the man's estate. So.
Well, there's no lifetime of sex when you get married. That's I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Don't pick them off. You'll blow the racket, dude.
No. Yeah. Now people want to stop getting married.
Really. That will start now. Yeah,
it's already been happening.
Has it?
Yeah.
Are fewer people getting married?
Oh yeah, lots of fewer.
Interesting.
I probably have the distinction of being the only member of your listening audience who has laid eyes on Sarah, so I can tell you whether she.
Oh, interesting. All right, hang on a second here, because you were actually you were one of the people who wasn't calling about Clinton, Obama, or Trump, but I don't know what your topic was. So hang on, we'll get into you here, David. And the toll free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, this is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, Ian here.
And Cody.
And Johnson.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. Download a bunch of archives. They're all there, totally free. You can download them, and they go back like a decade, basically. So go and enjoy Free Talk Live. .com. As we continue here, we've still got David on the line with us. He's calling from New Mexico. So, David, what else were you calling about here tonight? Do we have David? David in New Mexico going once. David in New Mexico going twice. David?
David.
All right. Well, we'll let him go.
No, David.
Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We have Ian, who is on the line from China. Ian, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Okay, good.
I'm here to rescue you from Corey Feldmanism.
All right.
Okay?
Why?
All right. Let's,
why?
Because this is making me crazy. I wanted to let you know that China, despite being the size of the United States in land area, has only one time zone.
Hold up. China is only the size of the United States? I thought it was much larger.
No, China is almost acre for acre the same size as the continental U.S.
Wow. Okay.
So how does that have one time zone? Did they realize that time is a fabrication and doesn't exist, or what's going on over there?
Chairman Mao considered it part of a Western attempt to damage the purity of our society. In fact, he also fought hard against the solar calendar. He lost that one. But we still have only one time zone from sea to shining sea, brother.
Well, I think that's confusing. I think the world should have just one time. There should just be universal standard time.
It's always now o'clock.
Or universal time code, or whatever they call it.
When we go over to Qinghai province, or we go over far to the west,
yeah,
it's kind of fun to watch the sun drop at 11:30 at night.
Sure. Whatever. It's just an arbitrary number that indicates,
it is,
you know, whatever.
The good news is, if I'm going to call somebody across the country, I don't have to ask myself, what time is it there?
That's right.
I'm still in there.
Yeah,
instead, I'm calling America.
Time zones are 12 hours away. Right. And if you're flying across the country, then it gets really crazy. You've got to, like, jump ahead a bunch of time, you know, if you're flying from West Coast to the East Coast, you know, that you're actually losing
time.
Speaking
of flying west to east, you know the topic of jet lag, right?
Uh-huh.
They say jet lag is induced because of your awareness of the change of time zones. Do we get jet lag in China? Flying from one side to the other?
Do you?
I ought to try that out.
Well, it probably has to do with your awake sleep cycle, right? And your melatonin production.
Well, when I get on a plane, I knock myself out. I have a nice drink and tap, I wake up when we land.
Well, but yeah, I mean, that's kind of part of flying, right? Is getting drunk.
Well, no, it's getting to sleep.
Especially if you've got a loud baby on board. You're just like, all right, bring me all those little vodka bottles.
Rule one, don't fly coach. Don't fly coach. I fly business
class.
Well,
we can't all be rich like you are, man.
Oh, yeah, he's a doctor, so he can afford to fly
must be
business
nice.
Class, apparently.
A doctor in China, I should tell you what, is not rich.
Well, you can apparently afford to fly business class. I don't even know what one of those tickets costs. It's like four times as much, right?
In America, for example, business class is the price of a good used car. Okay. Over here,
seriously?
You flash a medical credential, and often half the time I fly for free.
Sweet. Ian, nice. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We actually got David back here. I'm going to bring him back on because we did promise to bring him back. Normally, David, are you with us?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. I probably pocket cut you off rather than pocket dialed.
All right.
To finish up on a topic from the other day, on the topic of debates, we were talking about this debate monopoly that they're basically running, which, frankly, the way they're running these debates, as far as I'm concerned, totally illegitimizes the process, as if we needed one more thing to illegitimize the process. But they need to be called on it. And then we went from there to talking about setting up alternative debate forums. Yes, that's part one part of the plan, but I was going one level deeper. What I was suggesting is having a national level debate system in order to draft candidates, not just after the candidate has been selected, but in order to select a candidate. Because, frankly, if you had
a draft involuntary, I mean, and that seems kind of weird to me.
You're talking about at a national level, or are you talking about local?
Well, everything, including national. But actually, on the question of drafting, as compared to throwing one's hat in the ring, which is what we have now, you really don't want the people who want to be president. That's always bad news.
I agree with that. Good point.
Yeah, in the old days, frankly, when you know, they, like nowadays, when somebody says draft, you think of military, you think of sports players, but the term to draft someone also used to apply in vernacular of yesterday, apply to political candidates, because the idea was that most people who were sharp and smart and successful and productive did not necessarily volunteer themselves to go into office,
right?
Because they'd be, yeah. And so their friends,
their friends had to draft them. We draft you. In other words, Ian, you don't want to, but we want you, and we're going to keep nagging you until you say yes.
I see.
And then, so you draft your sharp friend.
As opposed to somebody who's a power seeker. Makes some sense.
So do you have a draft pick list? Do you have a list of people that you would like to be president?
No, it doesn't have. No, I don't know. It doesn't. My theory is that there's 10,000 people in this country, if not more, that would be way better presidents than any of our recent presidents. And all you got to do is have a debate series, and those people will naturally shine. If you simply can get them to commit to going, to going into an evening's debate.
I will say right here, I'd be better off with a libertarian pick than Gary Johnson in a moment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the things you're talking about here is that, or I guess one of the important questions to be asked about it is, are you talking about, would this be for a political party? Would they be running this, or would this be run by the federal government? Would it be a government program?
Well, you don't need the government. The people could easily do it themselves. If the government kicked in tax dollars for the simple renting of the space and stuff like that, that would be great, as long as it's not government in the form of government controlling who gets into the debate. Frankly, the debate is open to anybody who wants to sign up.
Well, the basic problem with this is the idea that a president is ever going to fix anything.
Well, right.
That's another one of my points. It's a different subject. Is that one of the things I say is American people got to get it out of their head that they're dependent on the president. We do need to take some of their power.
Which is why, I want to have the worst candidates for president, so the American people can stop having hope that Bernie Sanders or Gary Johnson or Jill Stein is going to be their savior.
Right.
No. Yeah. Absolutely. Kick them out of the debates.
This one man.
Let it be between Trump and Clinton, so everybody can see what a sham it is, and we can never have any more hope or faith in the presidential election ever again.
Hey, David, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, if you're talking about having a president, what he's talking about is a better way of doing it, I think, of drafting somebody rather than having people who are seeking power go after it. But then again, you get into a complicated question of, how do you prove that someone has been drafted versus, how do you prove that they've been organically selected versus have placed themselves in a way that makes it look like they are? And it would sound, it seems like it would be difficult to run that particular system. But I think you made the best point, Cody, and that is that this whole thing's a sham. And it doesn't matter how you elect somebody, that ultimately, even if they are not power seekers, they will become corrupted by that power. And there's science behind that that shows that humans with power become corrupted.
Yep.
And that's just a fact. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So the idea should be to get rid of power over others, get rid of the idea of the state entirely. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us. The number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we can talk about, you know, some serious issues some other night, like Venezuela, where 15% of the people are eating garbage just to survive. We've been talking a lot about Corey Feldman and his Corey's Angels here tonight. Of course, you can join us, 855-450-FREE. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can always join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, then get your shopping done with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter the Amazon links there. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of your sales. So whatever it is you're buying, you're getting the same great Amazon prices that you're used to. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live and gets a cut. Once again, start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We go to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
You know, I finally made my wish come true last Monday by meeting for the first time President-elect Duterte. And the purpose of that meeting basically was to reinforce my argument on the follow-up letter that I had on Mr. President Duterte, making my case on why I believe Obama is an animal. Okay?
And he's a what?
An animal?
Yeah.
So you said, just to translate here, I just have to stop you every now and then.
I mean, you and me, baby, are nothing but mammals.
Well, hold on. Just to translate here, you said Duterte, the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, is making your argument, he's making your case for you about why Barack Obama is an animal. That's what you said?
No, I'm making the case. So go ahead.
Oh, you're making the case.
Yeah, I'm making the case.
Go on.
Okay.
Please.
The letter. Follow through the letter that I sent him. And believe it or not, the guys, You know how I send that letter? Through a diplomatic pouch. That's right. Was send it over. Was sent over
what?
To
Who'd you send the letter to? Duterte?
Right. Care of Washington, Philippine Embassy, care of Washington, D.C., and it got there before he arrived here in New York. Now, that's.
Wait, who is going. Hold on. I'm
sure this will make a big difference, whatever you're doing right now.
Hold on. Who is going to New York? Was it Duterte?
He is here.
Duterte's in the United States right now.
In the United States right now. Right. Okay. Now, let me say this about El Negro Animal. He is one with Satan. He is one with the
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
The radical Islamic. Quiet for a second, white guilty. You know?
What's your problem with Satan?
He is one with the radical Islamist.
Well, which one is it? Is it Satan or Allah? Which one is it?
As we see happening.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hold on. That is a really good point. You really can't be, Ralph, you really can't be a Satanist and at the same time a Muslim. I mean, that's. Those two don't mix.
You're such a troll. You're such a troll. You're laughing it off.
Let me say this. In the overall scheme of things, Obama is anti-white, anti-Semite.
Who cares? How can he be?
Anti-Christ.
But he's half white.
Anti-Christ.
Are you saying that he's self-hated?
He's
no more worse or better than any other previous president.
You're not allowing me to talk. You see, you're not allowing me to talk.
We don't have to allow you to talk forever. We can have a conversation, Ralph, where one person says one thing and another person says another. You don't just get to talk for 15 minutes straight.
Okay. The reason why, and I have not I've gotten a satisfactory answer on my question the last time I called.
What was the question?
The reason why he is one with Satan, the animal wrath, and the radical Islamists. It takes, with Obama, it takes one to know one. That's right. That's right.
Takes one to know one what?
On being one with Satan, with animal rights.
Oh, my God. For the call, Ralph. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, of course, you could argue that if there were a Satan and if Satan were really, you know, a bad guy, that the radical Islamists in ISIS are more aligned with Satan than they are the Muslim world.
They've been duped. Allah is actually Satan.
Or that whatever is going on. I mean, look, if for instance, an Orthodox Muslim would never do the things that they are doing to people. I mean, would you know? You don't just behead people because you've got a different viewpoint as them. You don't tie somebody to a pole. One of the most recent ISIS videos is it's one of the other Muslim folks who they've tied to a pole and shot to death.
Yeah,
with like a big caliber machine gun. And then they proceeded to then cut his head off.
Well, right? This is what organized religion does. It creates fear and hate and divisiveness, which is completely against
religion.
What the idea of what God is supposed to be about, which is supposed to be about trust and love.
Right. So let's go to Ryan calling from I don't know where, but he's on Skype. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it go, guys? Welcome. Love your show.
Thanks.
First time caller.
I
know we don't have a whole lot of time here, but I just wanted to share my story just a little bit.
Sure.
I'm in the military, and I'm over here in Texas, and right now I'm going through a vaccination exemption process, but that got denied. Yeah, so it means a lot to me, but I really hold these beliefs to a religious extent, so I'm trying to go through a process to get exempt. However, my commander denied it. I told them that I still can't do it. So they're trying to say, okay, you're going to either get an Article 15 or a court martial. What would you like to do? So
what's
I gotta
the difference?
Decide on that.
What's the difference?
So I could go non-judicial proceedings, which is the Article 15. They could say basically the commander would decide whether or not I'm going to be sincere, I guess, because they already said you can't be exempt. So I'm not really sure where they're going to go with it.
So, just to be clear, Article 15 would mean that someone higher up than the person who's already denied you would review the case?
No, Article 15 basically is just a punishment. So, it goes into your file, unfavorable information file. I'm an officer, so mm-hmm. basically that's a career killer. So, I know they're kind of leaning towards that, so I'm kind of thinking just going with a court martial.
And what that would mean you could possibly go to jail.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Because they say, all right, this is a lawful order to take vaccinations, but we know you can't because of your religious objections, so...
Now, just to clarify, you're an officer in the military. How many years have you been in there?
Oh, man, I've been in since 09, but commissioning source takes about 4 years. And then, after that, just...
This is the first time. This is the first time you've had to deal with the vaccination issue?
Yeah, I would think they'd be vaccinating you in boot camp.
Yeah, they did. And, I just didn't feel as strongly as I did now.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, now it's like, okay, what's really most important to me, my job or what goes into my body?
Sounds like you found a really good way to get out of the military.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. But, I'd kind of like to be either honorably discharged or preferably to keep my job.
What is the worst case with the court-martial? Like, is there a certain maximum penalty that they can inflict because of this?
Yeah, so it would be disobeying a lawful order. Mm-hmm. Maximum would be jail time, and then
how much jail time?
I'd have to look it up again. I think like 6 months or maybe years. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, there's a big difference between 6 months and years. But
I've never heard of this before. But to me, it seems like something like this makes me distrust vaccinations even more
because
than I already did.
Because
you think it's a really good idea for troops to get into a combat situation and all end up with the measles?
Because if you're going to be punished for not wanting to have a shot put in you where you don't entirely know what is being put into your bloodstream.
You can better believe they're experimenting on members of the military. I mean, there's a long history of them experimenting with things that are not even available to the mainstream. But, look, Ryan, I mean, it's...
By the way, you don't know where the bullets have been when they get put in you.
That's true. Ryan, it seems like this is pretty important to you. Have you taken the time to actually research other people who might have actually gone before you and see what had happened to them?
I have. And, unfortunately, there's no precedent for this kind of case as far as court-martial goes. Normally, they get handled administratively, and people get either discharged... Rare cases get sent to jail. But
they're letting you choose whether you want a court-martial or to be handled administratively?
Yeah, they are right now, just because...
I mean, if you can get an administrative discharge, wouldn't that be better than going to jail?
It would be, but I'd have to let them decide what the outcome would be, and I don't particularly trust where it's going to go.
Well, I get where you're coming from. Keep us in the loop here. It sounds like it's going to be a tough decision, and I'm interested to know how it pans out for you. Thanks for the call tonight, Ryan. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out Cody on his show, Off the Air Live, at offtheairlive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.